It was about, I forget, I have to look at my listing again, but it was, they were a committee. And they let me sit in on it, even though I wasn't on the committee. But they were talking about the batteries. They still don't have a good way to recycle these lithium batteries yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about down there.
Yeah.
And they also said, Lou, they said that the biggest issue with them is getting people to work on them. They don't have any mechanics qualified enough to work on them. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the waiting list to get trucks. They're trying to get 1-ton trucks and stuff. So they don't have that either. They said there's a waiting list for everything.
Yeah,
very good class. Very interesting. You're not even getting credit for it. It was still good stuff then. I asked if they wanted me to leave. They said, no, sit in.
This all they did. There's no brochure. Yeah, this right here, this what I'm saying about this, I mean, it's perfect. I think, but you guys pick what you want. I don't even want to be part of it, actually.
The only thing is if the Rangers don't like it, then they're not going to use it.
That's kind of the same way you got there.
Yeah. But I just want everybody to be happy. I just want what's going to work best for the town. Yeah, that's for the employees.
It doesn't hold much. They won't. I have flip down seat in mind. They're not designed for weight.
They can do low or low or high.
Isn't that the one that we've seen looking at in the?
Yeah,
I think
we sent it.
What was Casey getting on you about, Carl, last meeting about switching politics, about switching parties? Did you switch parties?
Sure.
You still Republican? Or that's what I thought. How come you didn't get the race this year?
I mean, I'm not a big fan.
For which race?
For the district attorney, or the state's attorney, I mean. I thought for sure you'd run again now. He ran unopposed, didn't he?
I know.
Because I got my ballot in the mail. I'm a Republican, too, and he ran unopposed. I was surprised.
I was surprised nobody else ran.
I was too. I really was. I was expecting to see Carl Fosler's name on that ballot. I voted for you last time, buddy.
You wouldn't know about it.
I thought so.
I think we were already seeing our signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm okay with what?
Where's this one?
It's in New Jersey where I bought mine.
That's the one.
And I said I was willing to pick it up. And, you know, if someone wanted to ride with me,
they'd go. Miss Terry? Are we ready to roll?
I think so. Let's look it up for 6
o'clock. Yeah, let's get this. It's not the sound.
15 seconds. I'll be right there.
It went out.
Everybody sees something to sign.
13.
I signed everything, I think.
You signed everything?
Yeah, I think it was 2 things, right? One about the one more. Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, whatever you mean. Oh, it's for this meeting, right?
Yeah. It just, I figured you guys would sign them on the side.
But I'm on board, whatever everybody's comfortable with. I'm not
here.
Driving, so
I'm fine. Ready to go. All right. Well, let's go ahead and call this Charlestown Commissioners Special Administrative Meeting to order. Renee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Renee. The limited purpose of this meeting here this evening is to discuss the low-speed vehicle. We have purchased the gas-powered vehicle, ATV vehicle, last week, and we're kind of pressed for time right now because if we want to return this one that we purchased, we need to make a decision on that and do it tonight and return it tomorrow. And then, of course, we can either vote on acquiring a new vehicle or just wait to the next town meeting to vote on that. So in regards to whether or not we're going to return the current vehicle, what type of vehicle is that? Aerial?
Called an Axis 500.
So any comment anybody would like to make in regards to the current vehicle, you speak now or forever hold your peace.
I'd like to hear from Terry about why she doesn't like it.
Why I don't like it?
Well, let's start with the commission. Let's start with the commissioners first before we'll see if we need Terry.
Okay, because that's who I'm hearing doesn't like it, and that's why we were returning it.
Well, I don't know if that's completely true. I'd be in favor of returning it out of the gate, regardless of what Terry would like to do. But go ahead. Whatever anybody.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Terry too.
Okay.
Everyone wants to hear from me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. I don't like it. I didn't like it after I drove it. Unfortunately, I didn't say anything. Curtis and I had our first like real interaction then. I don't have a relationship with Curtis. I'm not going to be like, hey, I don't like it. I called Brian immediately as I left and told him I didn't like it. I didn't like the way that it drove. It's loud, it's bumpy, it's just not what I was expecting it to be. And the seats burnt my butt because they're black.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, but yeah.
Could that have also been from the engine heat, Curtis?
I mean, the engine's right in the center, basically. So, everybody knows I'm about battery operated stuff. I've always been for that, but I voted on this because I thought everybody did their homework on it, because it was brought to our attention. Maybe no one did, and they just seen it and thought it was a good idea. Not sure. So I kind of agreed on it, but I've been for a battery one the whole time because. I'm a green guy, I guess you would call it. I just
cleaner.
It's cleaner.
Curtis, even when you brought that one up, Brian had stated it was no longer available, and that's why the delay happened.
Well, I think what happened was the one I had picked out, Brian found one cheaper, and then the one he found cheaper fell through.
Right.
But then when it was time to take the one back on for me, the guys don't want to keep giving us quotes, and we're not going to do it. I've already had three quotes. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of, I think they're frustrated with us.
Right.
And
the other thing is I had seconded the motion and point of order that I'd like to make is that I would rescind my second on that motion because of the, I went with what I thought was going to make everybody happy and didn't really do my due diligence. I didn't do my homework.
I didn't either. I never drove it. I've seen it, but I never drove it.
I literally sent a picture of this to my mother as a joke weeks prior.
And when I said I had seen it, I did. Yeah. I had seen that it was available, and the comment I made, it was available.
But in the future, you shouldn't be afraid to talk to them.
No,
if you
not
don't
at
like
all.
It, you should. I'm not pointing fingers, right. But. We brought a pitcher, people pass around at the table. It sounds serious to us.
Right.
So we kind of voted on that kind of the pitcher situation, but we wouldn't be in this predicament if you'd have told me you didn't like that one at all.
Exactly. But
But that's what kind of person I am. Tell me the truth, you're not gonna hurt my feelings. Because I didn't initially want it.
Right.
I thought you guys did. And Brittany, I thought you guys already kind of checked it out.
Right.
I didn't know nothing about it other than it sits out in front of Loaded every time I walk in.
Yeah, that's what I know about it.
So I didn't know much about it.
But Renee, what else do you have to add on the current vehicle?
On the current vehicle?
Right.
I understand the fact that you guys want to get a battery-powered vehicle, but I don't believe we should get a golf cart. I think we should still continue to get a utility.
Well, that's pretty much what this one is, Renee. I don't know if you've seen the picture. It's
well, what's up on the screen right now for Zoom is an agenda. It's not what needs to be there.
Yeah. Hang on, Renee. Okay. I can zoom through the packet here.
Well, whatever we get, it's definitely going to be a low speed vehicle that can be tagged and driven on the road.
Yeah, but what we don't want a 4-6-seater. That's just basically pleasure. That's not doing much for the thing. We got to make it work related. I mean, if there is something that needs to be there in the back, we don't have to worry about it. I mean, this is definitely be a smooth
the price
ride.
And you also have to be careful 12-3, with,
Carl.
You have to be careful 13-5. With that word,
13-5.
Low-speed vehicle. Because that word you guys keep using, a low-speed vehicle, does not apply to everything that you're showing here tonight.
This one is a low-speed. This one is the one I deal with because the people only sell low speed vehicles.
Yeah, because when I looked it up, it says utility. It doesn't really say low speed vehicle.
Yeah, it comes with a physical title. I mean, it's titled. It's not titled under any kind of it's just titled as an SL, and it's considered a slow moving vehicle.
Renee, you see that on the screen there in the email that Curtis got? It came with a VIN number.
Yeah, it's a legit thing. They don't deal with anything other than that because they make more money.
Remember the one I was talking to down in Kennedyville? They said they had to put a street legal kit on it, and it would take a week to give it a VIN number, and that would have been a sticker.
It's not a sticker. They have to take it down to the Carolinas and get a VIN number for it.
That's the ones, because I stopped. That's where I stopped.
Is that the same place?
Happened to be where I was. And the two, the icons, you do have to have. They got to change out the windshields and stuff like that. But the Epics and the Intellis are all SLVs.
Yeah, if they don't come factory with an actual title with a VIN number, it's all piecemeal. It's kind of like you knew a guy that got you a title. Yeah. It's kind of sneaky in a way.
But the ones that are in the system. Yeah, the ones that are over 11,000 are all LSVs. But I like Curtis, the one we picked out, perfectly fine. I mean, perfectly fine with that. And if we want to get one, that's great.
I mean, he said it actually goes, it doesn't say it in here, but it goes between 90 and 100 miles per lane.
On a single charge?
On a single charge. Are they? And it's all one big battery under the seat.
Are they gel batteries?
They're maintenance free. You don't
need. Did you also see the one that Jim Carr finally sent?
What?
I was just looking at that one.
Well, I'll tell you, the first motion we need is whether or not we're going to take back what we have. Then we can decide what we're gonna get.
I make a motion that we return the one that we purchased from Lowe's, the Access 500.
So we have a motion to return. Do we have a second?
I would be on board if we only get something like this.
Yeah,
because I want something work related. Wouldn't be on board with a 4 or 6 seater. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
That's fine. We're going to get something.
A 2 seater with a
return. Just something. Yeah, something. Yeah, but I'm not going to. I don't want to agree on this, and we wait another 4 or 5 weeks.
Right.
Have somebody else doing research. It's,
yeah,
I don't want to be.
Well, let's make a decision tonight. But
yeah,
but we got it.
What are you thinking, Renee?
I'm in agreement with Curtis that. What I'm afraid of is that whatever's decided isn't really there and they're telling us it is. And it's going
to
be a month.
Well, I talked to him. He just sent me a text message for the meeting and said, hey, please come tonight if you want this.
Yeah.
I only have one.
The guy from Jim Carr said the same thing because I was like, you know, you won't tell me what's going on. And I asked you what was on the lot and he finally sent it to me today at 5:00.
Yeah, that's good. These guys treated me good. When I bought mine, they told me they had it because they know I'm coming from Charlestown. I told them I was a commissioner, so they're pretty professional people. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't lie to me. He just texted me and said, hey, we still got it. Please let me know tonight. I know your meeting's at 6.
It's the same thing.
Because I told him I would let him know after 6.
Well, what I was thinking, if it's not available this weekend, we could use the pickup truck, right, from one weekend?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be a long-term thing, but just something short-term.
Park rangers are going to be okay if they have to walk.
Well, I understand. I understand.
Until we get,
saying the truck would be an option, though. The pickup, we have the small pickup. If you had to.
The first price I got, it was 11,000, went to 12, then 13, and now 4, mm-hmm. or whatever it is.
We don't want
to
wait.
Yeah.
So, it just keeps going on.
And I think it's going to.
Well, if we don't take it back tomorrow, we're stuck with it. So that's why it needs to.
Did you call Lowe's?
Yeah, it's got to go back tomorrow to meet the 7-day return
window. I'm okay as long as we're dealing with something like this. I don't want something that looks like we're just riding around.
Exactly.
We're gonna get something good.
Yeah.
We're gonna get something. Buy another piece like what we got right now.
Mm-hmm. But I would say we agree. You know, if we're gonna agree on returning it, that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys don't want this one, you'd like something else, but let's focus on it tonight.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's going to be part two. Yeah. Well, we're not buying nothing unless we return this first one.
I'll second returning it.
Got a motion by Commissioner Wood, return a second by Commissioner Elmer. All in favor of returning the current vehicle, say aye.
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 No.
and one nay. Okay. So that's
I want to put that in there. The reason why is the fact that we got this for $8,500 and the fact of what can be done with the small amount of complaints of what it is will be a lot less than what we're spending on it. But it's not going to be any further discussion because the four of you have already decided.
Well, that's why I asked you if you were on board.
It's okay. It's already happening. Okay. So it doesn't matter.
We're going to get something better.
I voted because I trust Curtis's opinion. He's the maintenance commissioner.
I'm not going to be arguing about it. I'm just putting that out there. Yeah, and I've made that clear.
Right. You are right. I mean, it's cheaper.
Even in previous meetings, that's what I've done.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Curtis, on this one that you've looked at,
yes.
I haven't talked to any of these people. It's a low speed vehicle.
Yes, sir.
It can be tagged.
Mm-hmm. Mine's tagged.
You've had yours for how many years now?
No,
3 years?
No. Mine's only a year and a half old. I got to renew the tags.
Mm-hmm. And it's a 2 or 4 seater with a.
Well, this one, I don't know what it, here. It's a 2-seater showing, but it does come with a 3 back seat. So I don't know. Down the road, you want to take this off and put a back seat? You can.
I like it with a little body on it.
The little body, that's the whole purpose of it. Yeah. I mean,
put trash bags in.
You can still fit 3 people on the front. We fit 3 on our front.
Oh, yeah.
This is the
Turfman
800, right?
It definitely needs to have the bed on it for the trash because the park rangers need to start doing that instead of having Bobby come in for 1 hour Saturday and Sunday overtime.
Yeah, I think if there's trash overflowing and stuff, yeah, it could be thrown in the back of this. I mean, we don't want to just ride past it.
And the warranty, you say it's 5 year on.
Yeah,
on
it tells parts. You. Look at your page. It's got the
5 years on the battery.
It's 5 years on the battery.
Does it have like
it's got reverse camera?
Got the backup camera.
Backup camera. It's got music.
Everything.
It's got speed armor. It's got everything. It's a 90s.
Do we have to get it in the green or can we get it in another color?
They only have green right now because the white's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he don't know if they're going to get any more right now. Because they're so high to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the same thing that we were going
to
do before.
I mean, yeah, you can. There's not a whole lot here to wrap. I mean, because some of it's only the front that's green.
To wrap it.
No.
It's only front that's saying, green.
But we could have put the
decal on the front of it.
Right on the front of it.
It looks like it's lifted a little bit. Right.
No, it's just got tires. I don't think it's got lifted. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the tires, but that's kind of good if you're going out on the sand or beach or anything. I tell you, I've had no problems with it. It's a great vehicle. It's the smoothest ride out of the road on a golf cart.
It's quiet.
Because you can't hear nothing. You can sneak up on people.
And it does 19 miles an hour.
Yeah, mine actually does 90 miles an hour. It's got 6 seater.
It's a regular plug-in?
Yeah, it comes with its own cord. You just plug into a 110 outlet, and it just plugs in. It's got onboard charger.
And how quickly can we have one?
He's got it. I mean, we can pick it up tomorrow. We agree on it. I can probably go pick it up tomorrow sometime.
Fun road trip.
Mm-hmm. And anybody wants to come to ride along to see it before we actually load it on the trailer, let's do it. Or I can make a video, live video.
I've seen yours, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too.
I've seen yours. So.
We can come to your house tonight and try yours out.
I'd like to ride it in.
I was going to say there's ones out in Kennedy, though, where they've got several in stock and you could.
It's
what, an hour drive?
Doesn't
have down 213.
What were they? I guess it was those brands you were talking about, Carl.
It's sure. I see the way, pictures, yeah, the way those are.
The Bintelli.
Kind of it's a four year warranty on parts, but on the backs of them, on the backs of them, they flip down.
Yeah.
They got a little cooler in there.
Yeah, so
that's another one.
This the one where you
flip it and you pop it up
or come back where it has a cubby hole down below. Them one's got it too.
But the same thing with the cameras.
Oh, you can't hear?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that in an email.
Which one, mine?
Renee, yeah, you want to email
I just
it to
sent
me?
Your, I sent it. I think I sent the pictures to everybody.
You did. It's on phones.
Yeah. I just popped in there. But I'm fine with Curtis's.
Yeah.
I am too.
I'm totally fine with that.
You don't have to go for it because I want it.
No, I just, everybody. I, this is the one that I'd already looked at. Yeah. So.
And again, how much is this one?
What did it go to?
$13.5.
Which ones?
The one that Curtis is.
And okay. I have to check, but I'm pretty sure. He told me he would throw a tag in. I don't know if he's going to just tag it already for us. We just have to. It's a temporary tag.
Right.
Well, he probably should. That would be nice of him.
Yeah.
If we get a temp tag on it.
So the ones that I were looking at were, $12,795 or it was the expensive one and $204 for the tag.
But the
this tag. One's lifted. The one is 12 is lifted.
Which one?
Right.
You don't want it.
I think it's just like yours. Yeah. It's just like the one you have.
But it doesn't have the
doesn't have the utility bed on it.
Well, it's got the flip down. It's got a flip seat. This is
the
not
trouble with the flip down seats is that when it's more of a safety thing for our workers. They're gonna have to lift it up instead of just putting the bed down on it.
What's that, Renee?
It's a safety thing. The way the other one is, they'll have to actually lift it up. Where there's a bed, you can tilt it back and they can pretty much put it in that way and then tilt the bed down.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Curtis comes with a seat from what you're saying.
It says in here it even comes with a seat. I guess down the road, if you didn't want the box,
you could add the extra seat on there.
Yeah, I guess what Renee's saying is that can dump, right?
Right.
Looking at on the screen there, it can dump. And if you needed help getting a can onto the back, you had it in the dump position, you could put it up and then lift up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, looking at the one Carl found, that's really low to the ground.
That's like a footrest.
The first one.
You're just lifting a little bit. You strap it on there.
Right.
Well, this doesn't show you the back, but it does. Yeah. You can kind of see the corner of it.
A little footrest.
It's got a foot thing all the way across the bottom.
Is there a footrest?
I can kind of see. It's kind of it's set up just like mine, just with a dump bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it does have a low.
Yeah, you can almost see it on the corner here.
Because that, if a can's overflowing,
I don't have
you don't have to lift it as high. That's all.
But right there on the driver's side.
How much is the AC option on this?
I was going to say,
they don't have AC.
See the back.
I think I'll never even get much wind.
On this one,
I kind of like this one because it doesn't have doors on it. Yeah. The doors are spring loaded, they slam shut. Yeah, I didn't like that. That was the one thing I didn't like about it.
Oh, yeah. They probably didn't add something up there for them.
Mm-hmm.
The winch wasn't a good idea. Just in case you can pull something out. Does it show the back?
It comes all the way down.
Yeah.
Brian, can you put up?
Yeah. I'm sorry, we're yeah.
I'm familiar with the
there's the battery. Yeah. Closed battery. Nice. And this is the onboard four charger. There's no maintenance with it at all. You don't have to add water.
I suppose I'm gonna ask.
But that's like I said, it's up to you guys. Honestly,
I do like the ease.
I'm not personally driving it, so.
And you've had no problems with yours?
No. Let's see.
What was that place called?
There's All Pro Customs.
Yeah. It's right on New Jersey. This doesn't show New Jersey, but it's New Jersey.
Yeah, where was it? In Newfield?
I think that's
where the manufacturer is.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I saw the address on there someplace.
Yeah.
So, that was where I saw that. That's 222 Harding Highway, Newfield, New Jersey.
Where'd you see that?
On this page right here.
Oh, on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
At the top. On your quote, on your quote page.
That's what that one looks like. The green one.
Yeah.
Yep, we're sharing that one.
I still think if we, if since that one's going back, it still needs to have a dump bed on whatever we pick.
Yeah, it's stroll through, Brian.
Yeah.
This one has a dump bed.
It looks like a pretty good size bed on it, too. It has the dimensions on there, right?
Can you see that right now?
Yeah.
Curtis, the cargo box is a dump bed, right?
Yeah, it's 43 by 46 by 11 inches tall.
So that's pretty good. That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot of trash bags.
4 foot by 4 foot. Yeah.
All right. Do you guys want to keep looking? Are you, are we ready to make?
See, it's even got speakers. It's got the radio. See the big screen.
How's the AC on it, though, Curtis?
Oh, it's got the reverse camera.
It's got a reverse camera.
I like
it's got
it.
An indicator.
There's the battery.
I tell you, if you're looking to go green, this is definitely better than a gas vehicle. I think, you know, I mean, if it gets that many miles to a charge.
Okay,
you're right. There's nothing to wrap on there. But a winch could go on there, Curtis.
Yeah,
I think
that's
what I asked. And he said, winch can go right on that.
They probably sell the winches for them.
They probably
have some of them
sold.
All tricked out, but you don't.
You can even buy snow plow equipment for this and everything. It says in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can buy a plow for it. Wouldn't that be nice to put a little saw on the back of that baby?
that's
the company is
Evolution.
If you guys are fine with it, I'm fine with it. Like I said, I agree with Renee, though. It definitely needs a dump bed on the back.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
You don't have one?
But I will caution
it's in your packing. It's in your packing.
I will caution one thing, though, Carl, if I could mention this. Mm-hmm. I did read in here there's a 20% restocking fee. I did take this one back.
What,
no, for this one. Yeah. So that's something you're going to decide on it. You might want to decide you want to keep it. That's all.
Maybe when I get up there, I can do a live video for everybody.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
Walk around it, show you what it does. And
Oh, that someplace. I think it was over here. Something about 20% restocking charge or something.
Well, because they've got a freight charge.
Yeah,
well,
that's on there too.
It takes them a freight to get it to them.
That's why we got to go pick up.
No, there's a freight. The freight charge is for them to actually get it from California.
Yeah, that's the kind of across the country.
The freight, it's like $2,500 if we got it from them. Surely. Yeah, but they're not put together, so that we can buy them dinner, but they're not put together.
Yeah,
so there's a middleman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to hold off and go take a look at it,
you said he only has one left, though.
I don't want to. I'm going to make a motion to these ones.
Yep, that's who they are. Right there. This is the company that we're buying from.
To purchase from DTM Power Sports in Newfield, New Jersey, the Turfman 800 for the price of $13,512.25, listed exactly as it is in this paper with the dump body and everything.
I'll second you.
We got a motion in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nay?
I'm going to say yes, but I think it's because of supply and demand that these will go down in price in another year once the demand stops, but it is what it is right now.
So is that an aye?
It's going to have to be, but this one will not be returned.
Not like me on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from this point on, no more jokes, no more whatever, because that seems very unprofessional that we're doing this to begin with.
Well, Well, we don't have to buy anything right now. We can wait to our next meeting to buy something, but we certainly need to make a decision about returning the other one tonight, which is why we're here right now. So,
can you call this guy and ask him to hold it till next meeting? But I mean, we already voted on it, though. Just like we already voted on it.
Yeah.
Why do we need to vote again?
Well, we're going to do it in more of the public was present, obviously.
Right.
And Terry, I want to tell you that these have black seats, and what you're complaining about is still going to do the same thing. It's because of the sun.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe put a towel on there, Terry, or something. Yeah.
I put a towel on mine. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what I do too.
To deal with the murder, it's the fact that the sun was hitting the seats.
Right. All right. Well, since we've made our motion, and I think we've accomplished the intent of the meeting. I'll accept the motion to close.
I make a motion to close.
I'll second that.
One last thing. Terry, please get a pair of sneakers.
Ordered some today.
Okay. Right. Okay, don't wear.
Can I ask one question? Sure. It's not this related, but so the town got new shirts for the guys. Craig has a hard time wearing shirts like this. He wanted to know if he can cut his up here where this thing is. He said it restracts from him doing anything.
That's fine.
He wanted to know if that was okay.
As long as they're eating, as long as
they're eating. No muscle shirt. He don't want to cut like a muscle shirt. He just wants to trim. The sleeves were down here.
He
can't really do much. So he just wants to cut it. I guess there's one of these points up here.
Yeah. I don't see any problem with that.
I mean, he's a good worker. I mean,
as long as he keeps his shirt on.
He's got to keep his shirt on. You know what he said? He was born?
Yeah.
Listen, he does that all the time. He comes over to my house. My mother and father-in-law's over here. He's over there. You know, I tell him, you can't do that. My father-in-law don't want to see that. That's why.
Hey, yo.
Do the Rangers have shirts yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Curtis,
and we just got name tags for them.
One of the runner lights is out on that head body.
What is it?
One of their headlights or runner lights are out.
Yeah,
they were sitting there in the woods when I went out there.
Oh, okay.
And they had the lights on. And I think it was the passenger side. It was out.
Okay.
All right. So we got a motion and a second. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
You didn't have the public. Was anybody on the public?
There's no public comment.
No public comment. Public
and watch, but there's no public
comment. Okay. Cool. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we didn't leave anybody out.
Oh, they're in there.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, Mike.
One minute.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Sorry, I didn't realize you were on there. Do you have any comments for us this evening?
I'm pretty much just trying to be a neutral party right now.
Good man.
Fair enough.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, are we closed?
All right, we're closing. Good night, everyone.
All right. Curtis, you should see some crabs I caught on Thursday, buddy.
Nice size.
Man, they were big. I caught some doubles. I swear to God, they were big. Big.
Everybody signed everything?
You know what? The reason why you can't catch some crabs up here is because of what it's doing right now. Oh, I don't know about the fish. I can tell you why there's no crabs up here, though. Because it rains all the time.
I do.
And it keeps the salt line from moving. See those crabs? They follow along with the sea. They have to have a mixture of salt line. That's why they're not salt. It's all fresh.
Oh, wow.
So what happens is, when you get a lot of rain up in Pennsylvania, the river, that fresh water washes the salt down. They can't move. They move with the salt.
Sorry, I'm using the chat.
So I'm going to the east, and I'll tell you what. I saw the crab thing on there. The guy went over to 30 crabs in the Wye River, which is right over where I crabs. He got 3 crabs on there.
Oh, really? I heard they're coming up on the western shore.
The western shore.